ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. That question is related to the day that we are currently commemorating. I'm speaking of the martyrdom of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. As you know, today marks the anniversary of his martyrdom, and on behalf of IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very sad day. In order to answer the question we posed, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding the virtues of that great man. In one beautiful hadith, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said this: "My father used to say," meaning Imam Baqir alayhi salam, "Ali ibn al-Husayn, when he stood up to pray, was like a tree trunk, with no part of him moving except whatever the wind caused to move." And in a very beautiful hadith, At-Tabarsi narrates in his I'lamul Wara, a famous book, he narrates this: "And Ali ibn al-Husayn had a slave girl who was once pouring water for him when the jug fell and hurt the Imam's face. He raised his head looking at her. And the slave girl said," quoting verses from the Quran, "Verily Allah says, and those who suppress their anger, والقاذمين الغيظ." He said, "I have suppressed my anger." Then she said, "And excuse the faults of the people, والعافين عن الناس." He said, "I have excused you, I mean, I've forgiven you." She then said, "And Allah loves the virtuous. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." He said, "Go, for you are a free woman for the sake of Allah's pleasure." And in another beautiful narration, Muhammad ibn Talha al-Shafi'i narrates in Matalib al-Sa'ul. He narrates that a fire set ablaze in the house of the Imam, wherein he was in a state of prostration in his prayers. They, the people of the household, cried, "O son of the Prophet, O son of the Prophet, fire, fire." But he did not raise his head from prostration until the fire had been extinguished. He was asked, "What is it that diverted your attention away from it, the fire?" He replied, "The fire of the hereafter." And finally, a person named Abu Naim narrates in his Hilyat al-Awliya that Ali ibn al-Husayn heard a cry from his house when a group of people was sitting with him. He stood up, went into his house, and then returned to his meeting. Someone asked, "Was the cry due to an accident?" He said, "Yes." They extended their condolences and were amazed at his patience. He then said, "We, the Ahlul Bayt, obey God in that which we love and praise Him in that which we dislike." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam in the light of the hadith of the Infallibles alayhim as-salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.